Our next stop in Oregon on our staycation is in Central Oregon. There you'll find the city of Bend. It's about 5.5-6 hours from Sacramento drive-wise, so you can make it in a day. And our next guest on the phone is Steve Hilbert from the Lonesome Duck Ranch and Resort near Bend. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing?
We are doing terrific. So fishing season has just started up around Bend, I understand.
That's correct. We're a little south of Bend, but the fishing season on the Williamson River, which produces some of the largest wild trout in the United States, started last Saturday, the 22nd of May.
And that runs all the way through October?
It does, October 31.
So that will be your prime season up there for in Bend.
It is a big thing for us because, as I say, this river produces some of the largest wild trout in the country, and people come in from around the country and the nation and internationally to try their luck at it.
Steve, tell me about the Lonesome Duck Ranch. What do I need to bring?
All you need to bring is a bag of groceries, and then you're set. We have three guest houses. Two of them are log homes. They're 1,500 square feet, and two bedroom, two bath. Sleep six very comfortably, and everything is there, pots, pans, linens. So really our guests come in, bring groceries, and then they kind of set their own schedule.
And you've got wildlife on the ranch also?
Well, there's all kinds of things here. We've got domestic. We've got some horses, some llamas, and we do let guests walk the llamas. That's a unique experience.
Now, these aren't the spitting llamas.
They do at times, but usually not at people, just each other.
Okay.
And then another big thing in the area is birding, and the Klamath Basin was voted the number one birding spot by Sunset Magazine in the West. So. We have a lot of bird watchers come in.
Steve Hilbert with Lonesome Duck Ranch with us from Central Oregon. Steve, you also have a bed and breakfast option there for folks?
Yeah, we do. For those that want a little more catered service than the individual houses, we, in our main house, which we call the Settlement House, we do have two rooms which are done very nicely. My wife and I were in the interior design business in Lake Tahoe for 30 years, so... It's a nice house, great rooms, views, and just a real comfortable atmosphere.
So you can choose kind of to have a little bit more care, or if you're on a budget, you can fix all your meals in your own guest house all week.
Exactly.
Sounds terrific.
Some fishing, some vacationing, some bird watching, and I imagine if you got a camera, this has got to be the place.
It is. You can pick up... I sat in my hot tub the other night and watched a bald eagle four different times.
Tom,
I don't know if he was looking at me, thinking I was a meal or what, but anyway, he was right in the area.
And Tom, you got to know that if you've never been up to Bend, Oregon, it is really and truly, if I did not live in California, Bend is one of the places that I would consider. It is one of the great, great spots in the country for recreation. You've got mountains, you've got the desert is not very far away, and then you've got folks like Steve who have got all of these amazing facilities in the middle. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today on the Travel Guys and telling us a little bit about Lonesome Duck Ranch in Central Oregon.
My pleasure.
All right.
And details on the Lonesome Duck Ranch is at lonesomeduck.com. And beautiful pictures and all the details that you're going
to
need.
Or you can go to the travelguysradio.com site, and we'll have all of the information for all of our Oregon guests today. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
More to come here on the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.